earlier, we talked about the big weekend for Bryson DeChambeau winning the United States Open for the second time in 25 years after Payne Stewart wins it, one of his golf heroes. That's why he went to SMU, because of the great Payne Stewart, who tragically died just months after that. And there was something very fitting about another former SMU golfer winning it yesterday at Pinehurst, as he holds off Rory McIlroy, and Rory misses a couple of tough putts on his way in. Well, here to talk about it is the legend himself, Tiger Woods. Well, I guess we got to ring him up first. Stand by.
Very presumptive of you.
Yeah. He may not be home. Who knows? We may have to do something else here.
He had a long weekend.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes,
hi, Muser.
Hey, Tiger.
Expecting the call, I guess.
Hi.
Hey, Tiger.
It's George and Sean.
Well, you already knew that, huh?
Wow, thanks for listening.
I recognize the breathing, the voice.
Okay.
Well, that's really observant. How you doing?
Hi. Well, I'm doing pretty well. Have you ever had Skittles for breakfast?
No.
Oh, they're good with ice cream on top of them and inside a bowl of Fruit Loops.
Oh, man, that's a lot of sugar.
With syrup as the milk.
Oh, man.
And caramel drizzled on top. That's what I'm having this morning. Called the Breakfast of Champions.
Yeah, that'll get you started. Well,
it was a great weekend of golf for me.
It was?
Uh-huh.
How so?
Phil missed the cut.
Okay. You did too.
I don't care about anymore.
Yeah, but you missed the cut too.
Well, it's okay. As long as I take Phil down with me, I'm fine.
I don't know if you had anything to do with him missing the cut.
You know, and it was historic watching the old Payne Stewart footage.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
They showed a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I liked it because, you know who Payne Stewart beat back then?
I do, yeah.
Phil Liddell.
By one shot, yeah. Beat Phil. Yeah.
By one shot. It was so great. Did you see that douchebag Bryson DeChambeau?
Okay, yeah. Well, be nice.
He's
now.
From the Metroplex.
He's made some strides.
I hate him.
Oh,
he's just walking around like he's won a whole bunch of majors. He's only won two majors.
Yeah, that's true.
I won two majors in my first month on the tour.
I don't know if that's true, but practically, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but like two majors, that's like 13 less than me.
Yeah, he's got a ways to go to catch you.
And what's the deal? Does he not have a girlfriend or a wife? I've always had both.
Well, I don't know if he has a girlfriend or not.
But yeah, I notice, you know, he wins, it's just a big sausage fest congratulating him. Where's the going and kissing the hot woman? That's a PGA tradition.
Well, maybe he did that when he got home. I don't know.
How does Bill Belichick pull better ass than DeChambeau?
That's a terrific question,
That's
Tiger.
A solid question, but we're here to talk about the U.S. Open. And
Bill's like 80, and he gets all fired up for a 24-year-old. Tyson's just got a bunch of dongs hanging around him. What gives?
I don't know. I don't know, but I don't know what that has to do with golf, though.
Did you see DeChambeau put on the Payne Stewart hat?
Yeah.
For like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Then he had to put his stupid live hat back on before he was beheaded by the Saudis.
All right. I don't know if that was going to happen.
You know, it's true. See, Rory missed those putts.
Yeah, that was
a tough one.
That was tragic.
Like a 2.5-footer and a 4-footer or something like that.
Yeah.
As much as I suck at golf, I don't even miss those putts anymore.
I don't know. You might at the U.S. Open, and I guess you missed a couple anyway.
I don't miss 3-foot putts, and I don't miss embankments in my Genesis SUV.
Okay.
I take dead aim.
Okay.
Dead aim.
I guess you can stand by that.
You know who I'm glad wasn't around to see me miss the cut again?
Hmm. Who's that? Hmm? Oh boy, here we go. This is a flyby.
The George bloated hippopotamus with a vodka swilling orca who before he lived underground in an undead state once got so horny for some pad thai ovary that he took out a full page ad in the back of the Dallas Observer soliciting in an international land war as a cover story so he could sign up for service so that he could travel to China and sniff around the butt cushions of every franchise location of Orchids of Asia and non brothels to find a triple ovulating Japanese woman from Thailand, Korea, and where he found one in a karaoke chamber singing a horrible rendition of Total Eclipse of the Heart. And once she spotted his murderous intentions and his narrowing eyes, she took off running and he followed his stiff reproductive stick like a divining rod, which led him like a compass pointing to true north of her discharging mucus cave. And she jumped on a lumbering donkey that led her into Bethlehem while he chased her in a go-kart. And she went over the Himalayas and Jerusalem and straight into Ames, Iowa, where they interrupted a Mike Ducey who was trying to convince a friend to give him some hand relief. And he cornered her in a sweet potato field and he convinced her to give her enthusiastic consent to his reproduction as he smooshed her face into the soil and got behind her, introducing his yellow water maker into her monthly salsa maker until his eyes rolled back into his head and lightning struck his skull and he pulsed egg white into her body so that 9 months later she squatted in the middle of a quinceanera dress shop and released human brisket of a fetus onto the linoleum and it crawled over 200 feet into a golf clinic so they could grow up and win 13 more majors of Bryson DeChambeau.
You're starting to look like him.
He's your time.
All right. See you, Tiger.
Bye.
Pad Thai ovaries.
All right. I don't know what to tell you about all that.